The topic of today's podcast is Step 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him.
Hi, I'm Colette, and I am so glad that I found Al-Anon. It helps me every day. Step 3 is really an important step for me. I came because I had problems dealing with an alcoholic husband, and I just didn't know where to turn or who to turn to. And I grew up with a background of religion that I just didn't really connect with that religion, though. And I so I was really comforted by the fact that I could have a God that was as I understood God. And for me, that God is unconditional love. I was really searching for that, and I found it in the Al-Anon group that I attend. They're all very loving people, and I connect very much with what they have to tell me and the information that they give me. I'm able to understand the alcoholic more and realize that it's a disease and not and not a personal anything personal towards me, and realize that I didn't cause it, and I can't cure it, and I can't control it. It's just something that that was happening in my life. Since I attended Al-Anon, though, my husband found sobriety, and we have a wonderful life together. And I can't say that we're married to any longer, but we still we have a couple of wonderful kids together, and we're the best of friends, and we contact each other often and stay in touch. But the gift that I've gotten from the program is not his sobriety, but my peace of mind, and it comes from having people that I can turn to and talk to in Al-Anon, and that understand me. And one of the things that I have heard in Al-Anon, and one of the things that I say often, is, me too, I feel that way too. Someone will talk about an experience or a problem that they're having, and I can just relate and I can connect, and that to me is the God of my understanding. It's a connection that I have with my fellow human beings that puts me on the same plane as they are, and I feel so much gratitude that that I'm not alone, and that they understand me, and that I feel love, the love that I've been searching for. So thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bill. This step is in step three is in a series of 12 steps, and for me to understand step three, I have to go back to step one and acknowledge that I am powerless over alcohol. And in step one, I realized that my life was so consumed with controlling what my wife was drinking and how she was drinking it, and the alcohol that I was supplying her, etc. And I had to realize that all of that was not my will. It was not God's will. It was just the havoc, the confusion, and the problems associated with alcoholism. I could not handle that on my own. I had to come to Al-Anon. I had to find someone or something that was more powerful than me. In step two, it says that I can be restored to sanity by seeking a higher power. And in the beginning, that higher power for me was the collective wisdom of the group. I used to come down on and I would listen to what the people were talking about, and it often made sense, much more sense than what I was doing. And so in step three, we make a decision. And the main part of my decision was that I would continue in Al-Anon, that I would continue to come to meetings, continue to listen and learn, and increase my understanding of what I was doing, and how my higher power was part of all this process, and how Al-Anon was part of this process. And so it was really a big decision to continue and to improve and to go along with the collective wisdom that I found in the meetings. It's amazing. In the past, I used to take my wife to psychiatrists and counselors, and I was always searching for somebody else to help her. Of course, that help never came until she found help herself in Alcoholics Anonymous. And so it wasn't me that that helped her, you know. And I had to really realize how powerless I am over that and how my life had to take a different direction. And so the decision to search further for my higher power was a big decision. It was a very necessary one for me, is to continue this process and come to meetings and listen and learn and just tap into the collective wisdom that is so easily available and so readily available for us. I really, I go to a lot of meetings and I appreciate that, and I'm really grateful that I've been able to turn my life around and find a new direction in Al-Anon.
My name is Barb, and I'm a very grateful member of Al-Anon. Step three, making a decision to turn my will and life over to the care of God as I understand Him. I was very able to turn my life over to God, but to turn my will over, that was the most difficult part for me because my will is very strong. God has been a part of my life since I was a very young person, and God helped me through my life, and then as I became an adult, I thought I could do things on my own, and most times I ran up against a brick wall, so I finally surrendered and thought, I can't do this anymore. My husband, my second husband, was an alcoholic. My first husband had passed away. My second husband was an alcoholic, and I had gotten very, very sick from living with disease of alcoholism. It had been in my life as a young child, and I had tried counselors, psychiatrists, doctors. Everyone gave me some help. When I received the most help was when I came into the program of Al-Anon. And I received unconditional love and acceptance, and I shed many tears for the first while when I was in the program, but everyone was accepting of me and welcoming and told me to just keep coming back, and I thought, this is amazing that to get this kind of love and fellowship from these people. So I did keep coming back, and I can't see my life now, today, without Al-Anon. I have, there are 12 steps, of course, in the program, which we follow. When we go in, we talk about steps and traditions, and we have topics that we share on. And we just share from the heart. So today, I'm recovered or recovering. I still have much to learn, and I just keep going back because I think it's important to be there for the newcomers. We need to do that and to stay on track ourselves. And thank you for letting me share.
Hi, my name is Lucy, and my first experience with Al-Anon. When I decided that I was going to make my husband stop drinking, and that would be the only place that I would learn how to do that, of course, little did I know what I was really going to learn. I didn't have a problem with turning my life over to God because I was raised in a very, you know, strong religious background, and I did believe in God, but I had trouble also accepting or even knowing what God's will was. Once I began to learn something of that, I still always took it back because my main objective was I wanted my husband to stop drinking. And it did take me a long time to realize that I couldn't do that. I found that as I began to put into work the program, I met so many wonderful people, and I made friends because we had just moved to New Jersey. And I had been in Al-Anon on Long Island where we had lived, but I came here and I didn't know anyone. My husband passed away this October, and believe it or not, he never did give up drinking. But with the help of the program and turning my life over, I did learn to accept the drink, and I did learn how to not react and not... We used to have big explosions because I didn't know how to handle myself, and he would react to me and I to him. And after I learned to just one day at a time do what, you know, the program was teaching me, things became better. And my husband had a very serious illness for almost 3 years, and we were never closer than during that time when we really became friends and we could really speak to one another. And I really do thank Al-Anon for that. I thank Al-Anon every day, really, because I use it. I use it in my everyday life in so many little ways, and I'm so grateful for it. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about Step 3 in Al-Anon.